Hello, Red Shirts, and welcome to another episode of Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today on the podcast, I'd like to talk about why Follow Me and Die. Why did I choose the phrase Follow Me and Die for a social media presence? But first, we have this word from our sponsor. So for those new to my blog, my podcast, and my YouTube channel, I wanted to explain where Follow Me and Die comes from. Back in the mid-1980s. So back in the mid-1980s, my brother Robert started a new campaign while I was off at my freshman year of college. And over the Thanksgiving break, when I was home, I rolled up a character to start playing in this new campaign. And my character, Griswold, a half-elf cleric fighter magic user. And we went through 4 years of game time in 4 nights. Nothing like being young and able to do those monster marathon role-playing game sessions. And over the next few years, all the way until after grad school and a few times here and there in the years since, we played a lot. And Griswold was always going off to fight hordes of monsters and other enemies, and he would hire all the mercenaries he could find. And from the very first fight where he'd hired mercenaries, and for many of the fights after, he would be the last one standing, or the only one of a couple other mercenaries along with Griswold left. And one day, trying to find more mercenaries in frustration, I said to my brother that it just wasn't fair that I couldn't find more mercenaries to go do what I wanted to do. And Robert quickly replied, "Well, it's like this. Word has gotten out, and it's like, follow me and die." And that was both true and funny. The first time most of my mercenaries lived to see victory, it was a shock to us all. And thankfully, that success has repeated ever since, while not always a sure thing, but Griswold has managed to hold his own. So in 2009, I decided to start my blog, and I needed a name, and in my mind, Follow Me and Die is the perfect name. It expressed both a truth about my favorite D&D character, Griswold, and his experience, and it meshed perfectly with my sense of humor, and what better name for a social media brand than Follow Me and Die. That's the story. It's not too complicated. I didn't want to get into all the detail of all the many different fights and so forth, but that gives you a sense. And I really want to thank Satine Phoenix for doing the social media avatar for my podcast and blog and all my social media endeavors. So wherever you see Griswold, this guy over this way, that's Griswold, as interpreted by Satine Phoenix. And I really appreciate that. I hope you all are doing well, getting along with your family, and if you live alone, and even if you don't live alone, I hope you're able to get some social contact over the internet and able to at least communicate and share with others, if not playing a few games. And as always, game on.
Knows how to wield a sword. Spells arcane and divine. Up on a shield to a wolf. And if you have the time, he's got a mean sales pitch. He even makes it rhyme. And if you need a job, this is his go-to line. Some people wanna die more. Left to buy, but if you wanna die rich, go coins up on both eyes. Then raise up your longsword, follow me and die. Yeah, raise up your longsword, follow me and die.
Follow Me and Die is an old school RPG podcast. I share my experiences and ideas about role-playing games that all started with the Holmes Blue Box Basic Dungeons & Dragons over 40 years ago. I've played lots of role-playing games that were new in the late 70s through the mid-80s, and some of those I still like to play, especially Dungeons & Dragons. But there's more than older role-playing games out there. I share ideas that will fit into any game or genre. So check out my podcast. I'm always looking for a few good minions.
Better do what Grubba says.